Yo, Dope Slub, Chris Laker. What's going on? Okay, it is 10:08 a.m. and I am in my bathroom. I had to get up and record it because I woke up. Here's the thing. I set an alarm. So I know Jacqueline has this, like, business call right now that's going to go on for, like, a little while. And I got shit to do. So I was like, I got to record before that call so I can just lay in bed and record. But I didn't fucking wake up. So call is going on right now. And I can't wait till the end of it. Well, it's like I wake up, I got to record. So I made the decision to go into the bathroom and do it in here. So I'm not sure. I was going to have Lupe, if you listened yesterday, I was going to have Lupe as a guest today. Well, I texted him and he said, yeah. But that was supposed to be later. Fuck. I might have him tomorrow. Unless I text... I also can't make that much noise. I don't know if that call is going to make too much noise. She's, so I might, I got a tweet from Pietro. What up, Pietro? Hey, thought you might take a listen to the first song off the new Mount Erie album and maybe give some reflection on Overslept. Okay. Mount Erie, I don't know them. I guess I should know them. I fucking hate when I don't know. There's so many fucking bands to know. There's like so many, dude. But maybe this is like, am I supposed to know that one? Is that like a fucking, am I like an idiot? Because I don't know. What happens is somebody brings up, when I hear like a band I don't know, usually, brought up in conversation, I try to take a mental note. I don't act like I don't know who they are. I try to take a mental note and then I get into them. I don't get into them, but I give them a shot, you know? But I'm going to text Lupe and see if he can get on the phone now. Well, let me see. Can I listen to this song? I'm going to search for it in Google Music. They got everything. Mount Erie. Here we go. Artist. Oh, this looks like a hipster dude. It says Mount Erie is a musical project from Washington based. All right. I guess this is... see what the... That's not the new album. 2017. A Crow Looked at Me. This is the new album. Real Death is the song. Let's see. Alright, I'm not going to play the whole song. I like that. Let's see. But you... Okay. Pietro wanted me to listen to the first song and give some reflection. Alright, so I got to listen to the whole thing, maybe. But I'm not going to listen to the whole thing now. I'll listen to the whole thing later, and I'll talk about it tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be in Virginia Beach. Driving there tonight. Because the club plays for the hotel for Thursday night. Why the fuck not, you know? so I don't have to be driving all day and then do a show. Makes sense to me. So, so I'm going to leave for there tonight. And so tomorrow morning will be from Virginia Beach from my hotel. And I will give my reflections on Mount Erie's real death. Sounds like the hipster shit. Like, it just sounds like basic hipster shit, which I like. Just from like the first few seconds, it sounded like, oh, that this thing. I know this what this sound is, but I dig that sound. I'm not above it. I like the hipster bullshit. I like the hipster bullshit, and then I'll listen to whatever the big rap albums are, like. Whatever Kendrick Lamar, that new Kendrick Lamar song. Listen to Troy Ave's new album, you know, shit like that, whatever. I just want to feel like I'm in, there's something, that there's current music in my life. I can't just stay in high school or even before high school, you know, or just classic rock shit. You know, just gotta be now, like, not all the time, but like a little bit. That's just the thing for me. Nobody can't do fucking anything. Not to listen to any goddamn music. I'm gonna drive for 7 hours. I'm gonna probably listen to a single song. I'll probably put on that Shit Town podcast and just let it take me all the way to Virginia Beach. That's probably what I'm gonna do. I think that's. That might be too long. I could probably get through most of it. So I'll check that out. Let me text Lupe and see if he can get on the phone now. Hold on. Yo! Exclamation point! Woke up. Earlier than I thought I would. Can you talk now? There we go. So hit up Lupe. He's got to see if he says yeah, then yeah. I don't know what kind of hours he keeps, because I think he works nights, so it's quite possible he doesn't. I was going to be waking him up at 11, because I was like, yo, can you do it at 11? So let me check out the news real quick, because I'd like to know what's going on in the world. I'm gonna go with CNN. CNN is not the best app, but Putin calls claims of U.S. election meddling fictional. I don't trust that dude's face, but he's saying didn't do it. So are you going to call him a liar? Did North Carolina, I thought that North Carolina agreed to repeal the bathroom bill. Well, I fucking hope so. That's great. Good for them. Because that bathroom bill is stupid. It's just dumb. And if you don't think it's dumb, fuck you. Don't listen to this show. You listen to, I can't tell people. I banned that one guy. That's my ban. I ban you from this show. If you want to ban people from bathrooms, you're banned from this show. I'll say that. If you're against the rights of human beings, sorry, Buster. You got to go find yourself another podcast. I'm sure you're welcome over at some of the other top shows. I don't think they have a policy in place. See, that's part of this. I have more restrictions. So, okay, and so much Trump stuff. Ivanka's getting a job. That doesn't make any sense. A 13 killed in church box. Oh God, that's terrible. Yeah, nothing non-Trump. Okay, let me go on to Apple News. Let's do it. Okay, I'm going to get Lupe on the phone. No more news for you people. Okay. Lupe. You're on the podcast. How you doing, buddy? I just hold the phone. You're tired. Okay, man. Sorry to do this so early. We could do it tomorrow. We could do it tomorrow. It'll be later. What? What's that? All right. Cool. There's a Kevin. He's a listener of this show, and he was a listener of the old show. And he was like, you should have Lupe on to tell his crazy heavy metal stories because you're into death metal. But you're such a calm, like happy guy. I don't even know if you have like crazy, do you have crazy death metal stories? That's metal.
Even, like, super crazy. It's just weird. But there was this couple that were on ecstasy. And the dude was sitting, like, across his leg. And the chick was, like, this was at, I think it was at the M&T Stadium. And the chick was pulling up grass and piling it on top of him, like on his leg. So I pretty much just sat next to them and started pulling grass too. And then pretty much by the end of it, we buried him in grass. It's so dumb and retarded, but that was the first thing that came to my mind.
You're into some wild shit. Because that's almost like a threesome went down. Because they're in some ecstasy. That was sexual. The grass was sexual. And you kind of got in on it at a Metallica concert. I don't know. Kevin wanted to, maybe you just wanted to hear. How's everything going over there? I'm going to be on your show in.
Yeah, this month, April 22nd. We're going to live stream it.
Fuck, that'll be fun.
Yeah, I'm actually trying to get Doogie on it. At first he said yes, but then he asked about the makeup, and then he said, let me think about it.
I'll put on that makeup. I mean, I'm not looking, it's going to be, I mean, it's not, like, I'm not, like, psyched about it, but you got to get in the spirit of the show.
Yeah.
It'll be fun. Okay, everybody should go to that show if you're in around New York. All right, Lupe, that's all you had to do. Did you meet? You're still engaged, right?
Well, I mean,
are you married? Be. What?
No, I will be eventually.
You're not engaged, but you're with that chick.
Yeah.
You live with her.
Yeah.
You met her on a heavy metal message board. Is that right? Do I remember that?
Again?
Did you meet her on the internet?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Because she was a fan of Last Podcast on the left, and she found you that way. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. She's very nice, too. You're a very nice couple. I was just remarking that you were both, like, these death metal people, and you're a very lovely couple. So, that's...
Thank you.
All right, man. Well, I'll have you back on another time. Thanks for calling in. All right, I'll see you, buddy. All right, Kevin, there you go. That really wasn't much of a story, I'll be honest. But that's what came to mind. He's tired. So that's what happened. I thought he met his, because he had a, Lupe had a bunch of friends he met on his, I was talking about this yesterday. If you didn't listen, you're not required to listen every episode, but you go back and listen to yesterday's. Yesterday's pretty good. So Lupe, Kevin asked for Lupe. Lupe used to work, my old show at the Creek in the Cave, Lupe is the sound and light guy there, so. Anyway, I would talk to him during the show. And he's a death metal guy, but he's really nice. And his girlfriend, like, that he lives with, really nice. And she's, like, death metal press. But she found him through last podcast on the left. So, I guess he's been on there. I don't know if he's a guest on that show. Or no, I think he's on another podcast. Whatever. Yeah, so I'm going to be on his. He's got a show at the Creek, because you hang around watching people perform, eventually you're going to want to do it. So he's got his show, and that is on the 22nd of April, the day after my mom's birthday, which means that is going to be probably weekend, some kind of birthday brunch action going on. Then, I'm guessing. All right. So, but anyway, that's for me. That's, you guys can't go to that. My parents, I've probably already complained about all the birthday brunches that my family insists upon. They're insane. But this, let me go. Let me get centered again. So that was Lupe. That was his story. It was a bad story, admittedly. But it was requested, and I fulfilled it. So I feel pretty good about that. Let's see what else is going on. Apple News. All back Texas independence. What? I mean, maybe the states need to break off into countries. I don't know. Texas wants it. Texas and California both want to be countries. But I haven't heard about California in a while, but this is some news story about Texas being, it's not going to happen. Or maybe it'd be interesting. It could be. I used to think, oh, fuck them. They want to be their own. Yeah, maybe the Northeast breaks off. We become a country. California becomes a country. Those two countries would probably be pretty friendly together. Midwest becomes a country. You know, maybe the other southern states, they become a country there. And we just become Europe. Fuck it. But they have the EU. We are pre-EU Europe. And then we all have different money and shit. I'd be down for that. It'd be interesting. Then, here's the thing about that. Because like now it's like, oh, I'm going to Virginia Beach, right? It's nothing. I'm just driving down the Virginia Beach. Now, if I was a European, be like, oh, look at me, I'm traveling. I'm going to Italy. I live in Belgium, I'm going to Italy. You know? So that'd be cool. Be like, oh, I'm going to a different country. Which we kind of are. Where's the top stories this morning? Federal judge in Hawaii. Okay. Trending stories. Hannity. Oh, Hannity, he's not a newsman. I'm not, but that's Trump, anti-Trump, deconstruct, and again, the the transgender, but and lawmakers agreed. Until yes, that's the big, that's the good news today. Bathroom bill in North Carolina. So here we are, 20 minutes in. You know, this was a show. It was an episode. It happened. I feel okay about it. I'm going to go put it up on the internet now, go out and get some coffee, get on my day. Ended up with driving down to Virginia Beach, and then I'll talk to you guys tomorrow there. And please, 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 if you are in that area, come to the Funny Bone. It's going to be a great show. I think there might be tickets left. And if there are, you're lucky, because Perbiglia sells out all over the fucking place. And it's a great show. His, he's whatever you've seen of him, his the special just came out. Nothing from that is in this show. You'll see an hour plus of all new material from him, and then there's me. So it's pretty good. Then Philadelphia is coming up, and Syracuse, and a few other dates on this tour, and then tour's over for me. As far as I know, and Mike does a thing in the fall with the theater tour, which I don't think even brings an opener. And maybe I'll be famous by then, and I'll be too big. Maybe you want to bring me as an opener, but I'm too famous, man. All right. Fuck this. I'm out of here. You guys are the best. I love all of you. Please go to iTunes, write a review, blah, 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 blah. Go to iTunes, write a review for my album, too. All right, I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. We love you.